Hey all, welcome back to the Real Life Pharmacology Podcast. I am your host, Eric Christensen, and you can certainly reach out to us at reallifepharmacology.com. Also, you can track me down on LinkedIn as well. So getting into the podcast today, let's cover celecoxib. So this medication is classified as a COX-2 inhibitor. And essentially, it's going to have similar clinical effects to traditional NSAIDs. So I think that's a good place to start. Now, if you remember COX-1 and COX-2, COX-2 is thought of as an enzyme that mediates prostaglandins that regulate pain, fever, and inflammation. COX-1, that can be a little bit more of the antiplatelet type activity and things of that nature. So mechanistically, how this drug works is it inhibits cyclooxygenase 2 or COX-2 that reduces those prostaglandins by inhibiting that enzyme. And those, again, those prostaglandins are responsible for pain and fever and inflammation. And so by inhibiting those, reducing the amount of prostaglandins, we essentially reduce pain and inflammation, which flows into what this medication is used for, and that's various pain syndromes. Generally, we reserve the NSAIDs and COX-2s for more inflammatory type pain. But they certainly can be used for like osteoarthritis and things of that nature too. Adverse effect profile. So there is GI risk with celecoxib. Now, it's likely less than a drug like indomethacin or ibuprofen, traditional NSAIDs, but the risk still is there. I think that's important to note. I've heard students say this, that there's no GI risk with celecoxib, and there certainly is. And I would definitely take a look clinically at your patient that you're considering prescribing, considering recommending celecoxib for, and take a look at their other medications and make sure we don't have other meds that may increase that GI bleed risk potentially, anticoagulants, antiplatelets, things like that. So keep in mind, GI risk is there. GI upset, GI bleed, risk for ulcer. Another adverse effect, the drug celecoxib can cause sodium and fluid retention. So you could imagine this is potentially problematic in a patient with heart failure. So very, very important if you see somebody with escalating doses of diuretics, for example, you've got to remember to look for other agents that can cause this adverse effect. And celecoxib certainly is and can be associated with edema. Kidney function, if you remember that interplay, if you go listen to the NSAID lecture, I believe I talked about that. But think about those patients at higher risk for kidney problems. Maybe our dehydrated patient, elderly patient, patients already on meds that can impact the kidney. So your ACEs and ARBs, which are really, really common in hypertension. Diuretics are another example there. So we need to really pay attention, monitor that kidney function for a patient on celecoxib. There is a boxed warning, increased risk for cardiovascular events. So if you've got somebody especially with a history of cardiac problems, maybe a heart attack, things of that nature, or a stroke potentially, we've got to be aware of that we may be putting them at a little bit more risk for something like that. So definitely reassessing that risk versus benefit of using a medication like celecoxib. I have seen minor alterations in blood pressure as well. Whenever you talk about sodium and fluid retention, hypertension or worsening of increasing blood pressure can go along with that as well. A couple pharmacokinetic, pharmacodynamic things I wanted to mention. So the half-life of celecoxib is about half a day. So most patients, you're probably going to see this dose twice a day. However, pain is subjective. And so if we've got a patient who's you know, only struggling with pain at a certain time of day, that may be a patient where we just utilize the drug once a day. So again, kind of some clinical judgment there, working with the patient on what they need, what they want. Also paying attention to, as we escalate doses, we got to think about those adverse effects that I talked about there as well. One other pharmacokinetic, pharmacodynamic type thing, CYP2C9 actually breaks this drug down. So genetic variations, drugs that inhibit CYP2C9, there may be a potential for those type of patients to have increased concentration. So again, poor metabolizers or drugs that inhibit CYP2C9, potential for increased risk of drug concentrations. Obviously, that leads to an increased risk of toxicity. Monitoring parameters, I kind of talked about a little bit. I mentioned that kidney function. We're going to need to monitor that over time, of course. CBC, so you know, hemoglobin, we're going to want to monitor for that bleed risk potentially. There have been rare reports of elevations with LFTs with celecoxib, something to think about. Generally not a major thing on my mind with celecoxib, but in rare cases, you may see it cause issues there. So let's take a quick break from our sponsor, and we will finish up on drug interactions after the break here. If you're looking for study materials for your board certification exam, we've got geriatrics exam, pharmacotherapy, ambulatory care, medication therapy management certification study materials. Go check those out. Also through our sister website, rxgrad.com, definitely go check out our NAPLEX content. That's been something we've been focusing on really hard, working to grow that. We've got tons and tons of practice questions, lectures, all sorts of stuff that pertain directly to that NAPLEX content outline. So certainly go check that out. If you're not in the market for test prep material, we've certainly got Audible books, good clinical content on medications and medication education in general. Go check all that out, meded101.com/store. Again, meded101.com/store, STORE, to check out all our available products there, and that certainly helps us support this podcast for free. So finishing up on drug interactions, one of the first things that I always think about is those renal issues with any NSAID, and celecoxib is not out of that classification, at least in my mind, as far as the kidney issues. So if you've got a patient at higher risk of kidney problems, worsening kidney function, I talked about some of those risks before. But specifically on the drug interaction side, ACEs, ARBs, loop diuretics, thiazide diuretics, potassium-sparing diuretics, those drugs can worsen kidney function on their own. And if we put another drug on board, like COX-2 inhibitor or NSAID, that can exacerbate that as well. GI bleed risk and those drug interactions, you got to think about patients on anticoagulants, antiplatelet meds, you know, enoxaparins, heparins, any drug that's going to thin the blood out, that can increase that bleed risk for sure. Cardiovascular risk, I mentioned that warning. We've got to think about other drugs that can worsen that cardiovascular risk. The classic example that comes to mind as far as clots and issues that way is estrogen. So definitely consider that, think about that in a patient at risk. Digoxin concentrations can be increased with celecoxib. Important to remember that. Celecoxib as well as NSAIDs can raise lithium concentrations. Okay, so very, very important in our, you know, bipolar patients that may be taking lithium to recognize that. And this may seem like a no-brainer as I wrap up drug interactions, but you have got to talk to patients about what medications they take over the counter. I have time and again seen patients take over the counter NSAIDs with celecoxib. Now, whether they weren't adequately educated, they didn't adequately understand, interpret what was being the education being provided to them, we've got to make sure to ask those questions, because you're basically you know, doubling up on that GI bleed risk if we're using you know, an over-the-counter ibuprofen or an over-the-counter naproxen on top of a celecoxib. So definitely something I've seen in practice. I've seen patients do that. Something that you really, really need to be aware of. And if you're prescribing, if you're recommending, if you're dispensing, if you're educating a patient about celecoxib, definitely be clear in what they shouldn't take with that. And they shouldn't, in general, take other NSAIDs with that celecoxib. So important education point. I'm going to leave it at that for today. If you enjoy the podcast, find it helpful, leave a rating, review. That is so appreciative on iTunes or wherever you're listening. Share us with a friend. We certainly greatly appreciate that. You can reach out to me at mededucation101@gmail.com. Find me on LinkedIn as well. Those are probably the two best spots where I respond the most there. And go grab your free PDF at reallifepharmacology.com. 31-page PDF where I highlight really, really highly testable, highly important things in clinical practice. So great for anybody that's taking pharmacology, looking to take pharmacology, or just looking to kind of expand and recall important drug information. I'm going to sign off for today. Eric Christensen, pharmacist. Take care. Thanks for listening. Have a great rest of your day.